views and opinions expressed on this show are those of the sponsor, Sonny's Barbecue. Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. This is Pep Talk with Meg, and it doesn't matter if it's raining outside because it is always sunny here when Eldon Scott is here in the studio with Sonny's Barbecue. Good morning, Eldon.
Good morning, Meg. How are you doing
Friday? Absolutely, for a nice long weekend for most folks.
I know. Four-day weekend.
Yes, sir. A little football.
Three-day weekend.
College football.
Football's
I'm excited.
Here.
It's finally here.
UWF football tonight.
That's
season
right.
opener. Yeah.
They're playing Lenoir Rhine, I believe, at 6. Does that sound right?
6
o'clock.
Yep.
Are you going to be there?
I will be there.
Are you bringing the Sonny's?
Yeah, we'll be there with Sonny's. Sonny's food truck will be out there. So, need a little pulled pork sandwich, maybe some good chopped brisket.
Yum.
Some of that mac and cheese, barbecue beans. Yeah, we'll be out there serving up that slow smoke barbecue.
Oh, I'm telling you what. That's such good food. Oh, my goodness. I love Sonny's now. I'm totally a fan.
You're hooked.
Hooked. Totally hooked.
And we'll just go ahead and plug it.
Yep.
Meg's favorite.
Go for it.
Buy one, get one free pulled pork sandwiches every Monday in the drive-thru.
And you got to have your app to get it.
I mean, don't have to.
No, I mean, you have to. I recommend you get the app so you get the rewards.
You
what
do
I
need
to
get
say.
The app so you get the rewards. Absolutely. So,
well, for folks that aren't familiar with Sonny's, Eldon Scott, this is the best job title in the world. He is the Chief Kindness Officer. I just love that. And nobody suits the role better than he does because he is out and about in the community everywhere, which is one of the reasons I think Sonny's is such a great organization, because it was family owned and now they care about the community. And you have several Sonny's places, restaurants here in town. So maybe we can tell folks where they could go this weekend.
Absolutely.
To get some barbecue just in time for
the big
game.
About all the things, Meg.
Okay.
Yeah, so we've been in the Pensacola community for about 40 years now, and a long time, you know, supporting football teams and local soccer teams, all the things. And so just we like to say spreading the spirit of barbecue, so get to go out and do a lot of different things, great things, fun things in the community.
Mm-hmm.
And so we do have 4 stores here in the News Radio listenership. We have the store over in Pace, Florida, in front of the Lowe's Home Improvement store, just west of the Avalon Boulevard connection there on Highway 90.
Mm-hmm.
We have the 9th Avenue location.
Which is where I love that place.
It's your favorite because
yep.
it's so quaint, so
well, it has
so
little trees you can
there.
Sit. It's kind
it
of
is.
Tucked away, and I just
got the
like
little
that.
Front porch you mm-hmm. can sit on there.
Very nice.
And, so that has a drive-through also. We do have a banquet room at that location, so we can host up to 40 people there. So if you need a little lunch and learn, you got a graduation or a rehearsal dinner, whatever it might be that you need to get a group of folks together. We actually have a church there that meets on Tuesday mornings. They come and have a little Bible study. They're in the process of finding a new building, and so the group comes together and they have a meal and they do a little study. So, so it's a group of guys, you know, and so they're working on finding a new location for their church. And,
mm-hmm.
You know, so whatever you might need, we have a banquet room there. Can host up to 40. And no charge for that room.
I was just going to say, don't forget, there's no fee, which is huge, especially for a lot of nonprofits in the area. Or if you're just trying to do something for your family or maybe for the office, take your employees for lunch, not having to pay that fee makes a big difference.
Yeah. And some of those fees, like on the low end, you're spending mm-hmm. a couple hundred dollars at least extra just for reserving the room. So we just ask you to give us your information. We hold the room for you. And then, you know, just the cost of the food is
mm-hmm.
all it is. So
okay.
We have our Navy Boulevard location, which also does have a banquet room. So we can host up to 75 there. And it's located kind of at the end of Highway 98, probably about a mile and a half north of the Pensacola NAS main gate. They're on Navy Boulevard.
Navy Boulevard.
Okay. I've only said it 700 times. You think
That's
I know
right.
what road it's
That's
on.
Right.
Navy Boulevard. And then we have our Shelley Road location, which is located just south of I-10, right off of Pine Forest Road. There's a little side road there.
Mm-hmm.
And they kind of a little jog back there, back to the the Sunny's back there.
And so what are your hours and when are you all open?
Absolutely. Open at 10:45 every day. So we get to start getting all those cravings. Don't worry. After the show's done, you only got a short wait. You can go ahead and line up in the drive-thru if you need to. Or go stand at the door. We do have, most days, we have people standing at the door waiting for us to open, believe it or not.
I'm not surprised, especially after Fridays.
Yeah, so we used to open at 11, so we bumped that a little bit earlier to 10:45. So every location opens at 10:45 here in the area. And then on Sunday through Thursday, we are open until 9:30. Friday and Saturday night, we're open until 10 p.m.
And one thing that someone pointed out to me recently that is a big Sunny's fan said to be sure and mention the app, the happy hour.
Oh, yeah.
So what is that all about?
All day, every day, happy hour. Buy one, get one free draft beers.
I know. So someone said, you're not talking about that enough. I said, I didn't realize it was all day.
All day.
Okay. That
all
could
day.
Work.
Open to close. So, yeah, buy one, get one free draft beers. So what goes better with a good barbecue other than a nice cold beer? So you can definitely take advantage of that. And, that's
okay.
One that we don't talk about enough. That's a promo that, we have running all the time. And it's a good one to take advantage of. That's something you're interested in. And so.
Well, and I'm always big for the Saturday specials that we have for kids. And you're running great specials right now for kids in the end of this month through the end of this week, of course, and the whole month of September.
I know.
Talk about that.
We got to talk about. And we'll talk about the fall menu that's coming up, too.
Yes, yes.
Meg's second favorite is kids and grandkids eat free every Saturday at all the local stores, all the time, year round. So,
yeah, I just think that's the greatest special.
Yeah,
I really do.
It's a great deal. It's great to see the families come in with the kids and they're enjoying. My favorite is when the kids eating the ribs and they got the barbecue sauce in their face. It never fails. Like
right.
You know how it is. It's just.
But
just
think
part
about
of
what
it.
You're enabling the grandparents, because a lot of grandparents are on limited incomes and they want to do something special for the kids, but they can take them out to eat, and it's reasonable. It doesn't cost them only for their own meal, but you can actually treat the kids, which is just great.
Yeah.
Great family time.
Yeah, so the official deal is just one kid's entree per adult entree.
Right.
And, we just like to have a little fun and include the grandparents.
So then the one that's the whole month, what days is that?
Yeah, so that is actually Monday through Wednesday. So Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
You do have to have the app to redeem that right now, and that's going to be through the end of September. So that's buy one get one free kids meal Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. You do need the app to redeem that, which I recommend get in the app anyway. If you've not downloaded the Sunny's Barbecue app, what are you doing with your life?
That's right.
I'm just saying,
well,
get the
while
app,
you're downloading
start
that, you can also
points.
Download our app, the News Radio app, too.
Yeah.
So.
And then you can listen to reruns of the show.
Yeah.
Because I don't know what else you'd want to do with your time other than listen to this show.
And eat barbecue.
Seven times a week and eat barbecue
there
while
you
you're
go.
Listening
there
to it.
There you go. Well, the great thing about that kid's special is that I was thinking about the parents that are so busy and you've got a limited time between school and whatever sports the kids are doing and that kind of thing. So they can go grab a bite to eat.
Yep.
And it's reasonable.
It is.
So that's a great thing.
It's a great deal. And good slow smoke barbecue. You know, our local pit masters, they're loading those pork butts and briskets every night, seasoning them up. They're smoking all night long with good oak smoke. And so, they're smoked fresh every day. So you want to take advantage of that and have a great meal and take care of your loved one, too. I mean, come see us at Sunny's Barbecue.
We're talking to Eldon Scott. He is the Chief Kindness Officer with Sunny's Barbecue. This is Pep Talk at Pensacola's Expert Panel. He is the expert on barbecue. So if you've got some questions or comments, please send them in at 850-437-1620. I got a question.
Okay.
I want to know about the fall menu. I've been waiting impatiently. Can we talk about it yet? Talk about it yet?
I dangled the carrot last
You have
week,
been for like weeks now. What
I
is
know.
Happening? So it's coming up, is it?
It's coming up. We're starting actually. The fall menu starts on Monday.
Yay, finally. Okay.
So you only got a few days left to get those summer favorites in.
Which are very good, by the way.
So those competition ribs, the competition sauce on our slow smoked wings, the iceberg wedge salad, the strawberry corn cakes, all the different things that were on the summer menu. You only have until Sunday to get those. So if you're wanting to grab those one last time, come and see us this weekend. And, fall menu starts on Monday.
Okay. You've been teasing us for a long time. You've got to produce the goods now, buddy. Tell me what's on the fall menu.
I know. So we're doing pecan pie egg rolls.
Oh, no. I guess I'm going to start my diet in January.
That's a good time to start. Most people do.
Really good. Okay.
So we might have to bring them in next week when we actually got them and start, you know, we're actually cooking them. So, you know, they do have some pecans and good caramel sauce that you just love in like a pecan pie.
Yeah, it's like a deep fried pecan pie.
Oh, my goodness. Like. Yeah.
It's really good. Okay.
It's going to be so good. So we'll have those here. So we're doing some Tillamook cheese curds. So we're bringing cheese curds back. So we did them a couple, two menus ago for the fall, for the, was it? It was the spring menu. We had some cheese curds. So we're doing some cheese curds again, a little bit different, a little bit bigger, I think these are. So they're...
And Tillamook is what?
It's just a type of cheese. It's a brand of cheese.
Oh, okay, okay.
For the cheese nerds.
I thought I was pretty knowledgeable about cheese. But okay, Tillamook.
You know, yeah, it's a new brand. I don't say new brand. They've been around for a while. But, yeah, so that's a cool one that we're doing. The other thing on the fall menu is we're doing a maple barbecue sauce. You know, we had the competition sauce that had that molasses-y note.
Yeah.
You still want to get some of that. Like you got to get it before this weekend's over.
So now you're switching it up to maple.
Maple barbecue sauce is maple lily?
Maple lily? Maple lily? Making up a new word again?
I don't know if it works as well as
maple
that
lily.
One.
I don't know. It's kind of hard to
maple
say.
Maple barbecue sauce. So, and we're doing a specialty sandwich. We're doing a maple barbecue turkey club sandwich.
That
so it's going to be some of our sliced turkey, some bacon, lettuce, that maple barbecue sauce on garlic toast. So that's going to be a really good sandwich. So you want to check that one out. Mm-hmm. And then we're doing, you know, so we went sweet with the corn cakes for the summer menu.
Right.
We're going savory on the fall menu with the corn cakes. So we're doing a pulled pork stack. So it's going to be the corn cakes with pulled pork, coleslaw, onion straws, and barbecue sauce.
Whoa.
So, yeah. Yeah.
Okay, here we've moved into the, I'm getting hungry again every Friday.
The whole point,
Meg.
I know. The whole point.
About this time. Well, we got a text in from Catherine who last week won the family feast. So she said, I'm looking forward to picking up my family feast for tomorrow. What desserts will you have tomorrow? Help Catherine out here. So we're not quite into the fall
tomorrow
yet.
Tomorrow we'll have the strawberry corn, still summer menu. Yeah. Uh-huh. So we'll have the strawberry corn cakes. Banana pudding, and we'll have that. And then we also do have some cookies on there.
Okay.
Normally.
Okay, yeah. So you've still got some good choices. And then Monday's when you start with the pecan pie.
Monday we start with that, yeah.
Okay, very good.
Yes, ma'am.
We also had a question from somebody as you were talking about the pit masters. It says, "But tell us a little bit about how you become a pit master."
Yeah, so we have a training program, internal training program, and then Sunny's Corporate actually has an official pit master certification. So they have a program that they go through. They do a little training with our head pit master, Shannon Snell. And so there's some coursework that they have to do. There's a certain number of hours that they have to put in.
Right.
And then our boss, Scott France, he actually has an additional certification program that we do internally that they actually go through also. So for the local area, so they go through a secondary pit master training.
This is serious stuff. We're not fooling around with the training.
Yeah.
Which is great.
Yeah, and they do a great job across the board. And Sunny's across, you know, they just do a really good job of producing a consistent product. So whether you're here in Pensacola, Tallahassee, Gainesville, Orlando, North Carolina, Kentucky, wherever you might be that you find a Sunny's barbecue, you know that you're going to get a good quality product that's been smoked for at least 12 hours on, you know, the big proteins, the beef and the pulled pork.
Right.
You know, the chicken doesn't quite take 12
And how
hours.
Many years has Sonny's been
12
around?
12 hours chicken, you'd have chicken jerky. Nobody wants chicken jerky.
So how many years have they been doing this process?
Yeah, so Sonny's Barbecue has been around since 1968.
Wow.
You know, so I think it's 57 years. I'm doing all the quick math in my
almost,
head.
Almost 60.
Yep. So
wow,
it's a lot of
amazing.
Years, and like I said, been here in the Pensacola area for 40 years, serving this community. So it's been a lot of years. So
okay, so I just got a text in.
Carry on that legacy and tradition. And
I just got a text in that said, I tuned in a little late. Can you go over the fall menu one more time?
Well, we'll talk a little about something else that's on the fall menu, and we'll touch back on it.
Okay.
So the other one of the other things that are on the fall menu is we're actually doing a maple burnt-in style pork collar.
Oh, wow.
So pork collar is what we make our sliced pork out of.
Mm-hmm.
And like we've talked about before, that's Sonny's favorite. So his favorite meal was the pork collar on garlic bread.
Right.
And, you know, so we're actually taking that, cubing it up,
mm-hmm.
and then caramelizing it in that maple barbecue sauce.
Gosh.
And so that's going to be – so if you're a fan of burn-ins, you're definitely mm-hmm. going to want to check this out. It's kind of a pork spin on a burn-in with that maple barbecue sauce. So that's something else that's on that fall menu. Of course, you can do the maple barbecue on the wings.
Mm-hmm.
And then we're also doing that golden barbecue sauce that we did in the springtime again. We're bringing that one back. So that golden barbecue sauce, kind of a mustard base, brown sugar barbecue sauce. So that we have the, like I'll touch on it again, the maple turkey club, the pulled pork stack. So that's going to be that corn cake, pulled pork, coleslaw, and then onion straws, the barbecue sauce, and then the cheese curds, the Tillamook cheese curds, and the pecan pie egg rolls.
Oh, boy, that is some kind of menu right there. Well, we've got a we're doing a giveaway today?
We are doing a giveaway. Okay. Giving away another family feast.
So tell us what that is.
So that is, you get the option to get four proteins. You're going to get a whole chicken, pulled pork, brisket, some turkey, and then you're going to get three, you know, pint sides, and then bread, and a gallon of tea.
That is phenomenal. That sounds fantastic.
Yep.
Okay, so what is the question today?
So let's just, the question?
Mm-hmm.
The question.
Hmm.
Let's see. How about we just say the third person to text in fall menu is going to win that.
Okay, so the third person family to text feast. In to 850-437-1620. The words are fall menu. Be sure and put your name, your first name next to it.
So that's important.
So I can announce who wins. And again, that number is 850-437-1620 to win a family feast from Sonny's Barbecue. And go.
And I said the third because fall's the third season of the year.
When, true, that's a good choice.
Know, I made the joke the other day that it was fall now officially in Florida because we hit a low temperature of 69 degrees the other night, and then it was nice and crisp, so I'm like, it's officially Florida fall, if you didn't know, and then we only have 2 weeks until Christmas.
Okay.
You know, because, I mean, it's what it feels like, right? I mean, as soon as fall hits, it feels like Christmas is right around the corner, you got all the things going on, so, and that's kind of what I want to talk about is, you know, bring that into talking about catering, so you have all these events coming up, you got your office parties, so you're starting to plan, you know, get questions and starting to make preparations for all those office parties that you're going to have.
Right.
For Christmas or Thanksgiving or, you know, around that season.
Gotcha.
So why not have Sonny's Barbecue? So we actually do a holiday menu where we'll do ham, we'll do a smoked ham, we'll do smoked turkey. We have some sides. We do dressing. We do sweet potato casserole. So we have all the different sides that you would need to have a holiday meal. And so we can definitely take care of you. We'll be doing that again this year. And so it's a great opportunity to get, you know, your teams together when you're celebrating those things. So so as you're starting to plan those things, definitely think of Sonny's Barbecue as an option. Of course, we have all of our traditional sides, the potato salad and the southern green beans and the mac and cheese and all those, you know, sides that we have every day.
Right.
But we do have some seasonal sides also that we'll be offering for the holiday season. So when you think about getting those catering needs taken care of, we can definitely take care of you, whether you want to do a pickup or you want us to deliver it, or if you got having a bigger party and you want to have a team of Sonny's team members come out
mm-hmm.
and actually do the service for you, we can absolutely do that for you too. I'll get
that. That's fantastic. Okay, so we have a winner. The third person that texted in, they didn't include their name though, so
uh-oh.
I'm going to do the last four digits of your phone number, 5789. You are the winner of the family feast, so I need for you to text in your name and your address, email, and your date of birth. And we will have you pick up a gift certificate right here at the station for a family feast.
Social Security and home address and...
Yeah, we don't need Social Security.
No, okay.
Just home address, your email, and date of birth.
I'm just teasing. You know how the internet memes go, right? They
oh, yeah, there you go.
No, we don't need that. Well, so we got, like I said, we still got UWF football tonight. I feel like I'm living at UWF right now. I made the joke to Tony, who's one of the athletic directors up there. I was like, hey, I just need a dorm for the next couple nights because, like, I think I'm living up here.
Right.
So we did the athletes welcome the Thursday. Well, on what day was that? That was Wednesday.
Uh-huh.
So we did the athletes welcome. So we fed over 400 athletes of all the different teams.
Did you have to sort of triple up on the amount of food when you have those big boys?
Well, there was a little
those football
extra.
Players.
Yeah, there was a few that. Yeah, some of the offensive linemen definitely made a few extra passes, I think. But it was great. I mean, you want to talk about something that was crazy? I did post it on my Facebook, but we had, 400 meals that were served in probably less than 20 minutes. It was crazy. We had everything bagged up and set up, and basically they just rushed out the auditorium, grabbed all the food. It was a sight to see for sure. And then last night the recreation department actually had an event called Rec-ella, so kind of like Coachella, but they call it Rec-ella.
Oh, how cute.
Just to kind of introduce all the new students to all the amenities that they have there at the recreation department. So we were out there again last night and be out there again tonight with the Sonny's food truck for
how fun
season
what
opener.
Time do y'all get out there before the game?
We'll be out there. We're probably going to be out there probably 3:00. So
oh gosh,
game starts
okay
at 6. Yeah, we got to be there a little early, get everything set up and
well tailgating.
Yep, tailgating, but that's on a different side, so they're in a different part of the so we're kind of on the back
no,
side.
No, what I'm saying is pick up your sunnies before you go and tailgate.
Absolutely. Yep.
Tailgating. Family feast, a couple of those, you'd be set.
Chicken wings. I got 3 orders of chicken wings going out for UWF tailgating this afternoon. So,
oh, cool.
So that's your season's here, and so you're needing something to, hold your guest over and have a good time. So
right.
Definitely think of Sonny's Barbecue for all those tailgating needs or at home party needs too. So you can pre-order a whole order of wings, barbecue meatballs, some of that buffalo chicken dip is so good.
Oh yeah. Okay, we did get a name and
right.
It's Tony, T-O-N-I. So I'm assuming that's a female. So congratulations, Tony. You won the family feast. And again, what was in the family feast?
Yeah, it's going to have 4 proteins, your whole chicken, pulled pork, brisket, some turkey. You got 3 pint sides, bread, and then a gallon of tea.
Excellent. All right, Tony, I'll be texting you shortly to tell you what to do so we can get that gift certificate to you. And we do this every Friday when Eldon Scott is here, our chief kindness officer, because it's always sunny right here in this studio whenever you're here. And it doesn't matter if it's raining a little bit outside.
Absolutely not.
Not even
we
a little
bring
bit.
Bring the sunshine with us, Meg.
You sure do.
You do too.
He's got his fringe on this morning. You should see him with his hat. And you put this out on your Facebook, don't you?
Yeah, we're live on Facebook right now. So if you're in somewhere, you can always download the News Radio app. So you
That's
can always
right.
listen live on the News Radio app. Shameless plug for the station.
Thank you. And
right?
There's still an opportunity to win those FSU Alabama tickets.
Ooh.
They're going to be giving those away by 5 o'clock today. Well, me either.
Go
but we got a lot of listeners that do. So definitely do that right now so you can get to tap the app so you can get into the contest.
Sounds like a good contest to win if you're a fan from one of those teams.
You could pick up some sunnies on their way up to Tallahassee.
We have stores in Tallahassee.
Oh, that's right.
We
yes, you do.
The stores
what
over
was I
there.
Thinking?
We got 3 there and right in the Tallahassee market. So I got a great team of people over there. Raz, he's the area director, and Steve, and yeah, got a good group of people over there.
Right.
So yeah, get to go over, do a little bit of work over there every now and then. So yeah, awesome group of folks over there as well. So,
okay,
yeah.
Well, we got lots going on this weekend.
And we do a lot for the FSU football team. So over there, we do team sponsorship over there. So they do a lot of tailgating stuff.
Okay.
And so.
That's what I love about your company. You guys are doing so much to support so many different organizations.
It's all in our local areas. So
that's
part of our, corporate, give back program is that we take care of the people in our communities and
It makes me wonder if someone has an event coming up and they want to reach out to you, what's the best way to get in touch with
absolutely.
You?
Absolutely. You can reach out to me personally, my cell phone, 850-418-3331. Or you have an event going on, whatever it might be, we'd love to take care of you. You need some catering. Love to take care of you on that as well. I hear the music.
That's it. That's our cue.
Come see us at Sonny's Barbecue. We'd love to take care of you, slather you with some good Southern hospitality.
There you go.
Of course, you have that good barbecue sauce and slow smoke barbecue. 7 days a week.
You got it. Come Congratulations to our winner this morning of a family feast, Sunny. You're so, I mean, Eldon, it's so great to have you here with Sunny's Barbecue every Friday.